It is 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we've got the National Fiber Fair 23rd Annual coming up this Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be at the Arcata Community Center, and joining me here in the studio is Connie Anderholm. How you doing?
I'm great.
Fantastic. Yeah. So this is the third year that it's going to be at the Arcata Community Center.
Yes, that's correct.
So it's a good location, easy to get to.
Yes, yeah. It's easy to get to. It's larger. We have more vendors, mm-hmm. more workshops, just more of everything.
So just to be clear, the National Fiber Fair, not about Metamucil.
No. No, it's not.
It's not about that kind of fiber in your diet. No, we're talking about, you know, like fiber artists and stuff like that.
We are. We're talking about wool, mohair, cotton, fibers that you use to make things, to weave and spin and knit.
Yeah, there's loads of different things. I mean, you're talking weaving, spinning, knitting, making quilts. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that people do with the natural fiber.
Right, right.
And so, obviously, 23 years of this, it's a going commodity.
It is, yes, yes, definitely. Sustainable, and that's part of what we are, is teaching sustainable traditions, passing them along to the next generations.
Fantastic. Now, I know it's $5 to get in, but there's demonstrations all day long, both days.
Yes.
What kind of demonstrations?
There are demonstrations on spinning, on skirting alpaca, on weaving, on felt over soap, different things happening every hour.
And you can, there's actually like classes. You can actually learn how to do this, right?
Yes, and besides the one-hour demonstration classes that we have workshops, and they're 3 hours and they're 6 hours. And you can sign up for them online.
Is there any extra charge for those?
Yes, there is, and you'll see that online. You can also sign up for them at the door, and we'll have a laptop there as well so that you can use your credit card and go through PayPal.
Fantastic. Now, you're saying more information online. That's naturalfiberfair.com, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
Very easy to find.
So you'll find information there about the demonstrations, about the workshops, about the teachers, about the vendors who are coming and what they sell.
So how many different kind of vendors and folks are coming?
Well, we have new this year. We have Clemis and Clemis, who build their own blending boards. They've got spinning wheels. They build looms. And they will have that there. And then Eugene Textiles is coming from Oregon. And they have a lot of different supplies, weaving tools, spinning tools, knitting tools, and all of the different fiber that goes with all of those.
Is anyone going to show you how to spin straw into gold?
Ooh.
Probably not.
Maybe you'll have to come and find out.
Rumpelstiltskin, if he's there, perhaps.
Yeah.
Giving a demonstration on how to do that.
Yeah. We also knew this year, because we have additional sponsors, the Knittery, Origins Design, and Humboldt Handweavers and Spinners Guild, students will get in free with an ID.
Oh, fantastic. Any students?
Any students with an ID. HSU, CR, high school.
Nice.
That's
terrific.
That will happen. And then we also have the Kids Craft Zone, which is sponsored by the Knittery. And that's for the younger kids to learn some of these fiber traditions. And that's very successful as well.
Now, you think of like knitting, crocheting, spinning, all that. You sometimes think of, an older generation, but I've seen so many young people taking this up now.
Yes, yes, and it's so wonderful to see.
It's kind of had a revival or something, right?
Yes, we hope so.
Yeah.
We definitely hope so,
I mean, it's really kind of cool. There's a lot of people who are, spinning their own yarn and then knitting or crocheting. It's just really, it's kind of exciting.
Yes, and weaving it as well.
And weaving, yeah.
Yeah. And we also have basket. We have basket workshops, and we'll have basketry demonstrations. So
there any loom demonstrations?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, there'll be looms there as well.
Fantastic, because that's really cool. I've got a friend who does that. She's got a loom, and I've watched. It's like, wow, what an amazing process!
It is, yeah, it is. And you can see the whole process going from taking your fiber, creating it into yarn, and then taking that yarn and making it into either a knitted or woven or crocheted object.
Now, obviously, people who are really into fiber art and whatnot will be at this thing. But do you have to have any experience, or is this maybe a good introduction to folks who maybe want to know what it's about?
Absolutely, a good introduction. Experienced people, wonderful, and they can share what they know. We have what is called the Fiber Circle, which is sponsored by the Humboldt Handweavers and Spinners Guild. And each year, Jan Grove picks a theme, and the theme this year is cotton, which a lot of weavers use. And so they will see the process of taking it from a cotton bowl to having it spun, to having it woven or knitted, and so they'll learn all about the process of cotton this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I assume you are a fiber artist as well.
I am.
What do you do?
I do it all.
Oh, wow.
I do it all. I love fiber. I love wool. I love taking fleeces. I was a wool judge at the county fair this year, and that was nice. A lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my wife, Amy, who is, you know, does a little bit of everything. You know, she is, of course, a DJ here on the station. She's a landscape architect and stained glass artist. Kind of took her stained glass artist training, turned it into quilt, you know, making the art quilts. You know, you know, it's like, you know, if you kind of take the, if you're an artist, you can do all kinds of, and of course, now she's, she also knits as well, knitted us all like scarves and sweaters and stuff like that. It's like, man.
Yes, yes. It's fun seeing Amy at the Fiber Fair. Mm-hmm. She has a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun, and you can learn a lot. And as I said, you know, those of you who are new to this or maybe really don't know much about it, this is a good opportunity to see what's out there and see what the possibilities are and see what really sparks an interest in you. And you can see a demonstration, maybe take a class and see if it works for you.
Yes, absolutely. And if something does spark your interest, then there'll be a vendor there to help you get the supplies that you need in order to take it home and do it.
Absolutely. And the kind of cool thing, if you're really into doing it all, you know, like taking, you know, like you're just cotton and then spinning it and then weaving it and all that stuff, not all that expensive, really.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No.
And it's something you can do, and it's just a heck of a lot of fun. And Humboldt County, I think, is kind of a mecca for this kind of thing. We're a big art community.
Yes, yes, I agree. Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
So, again, it's the 23rd National Fiber Fair. It goes from 10 in the morning till 5, both Saturday and Sunday, correct?
Yes, yes. And we'd also like to thank KHUM for their sponsorship.
Oh, happy
we
to.
We really, really appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to do so. That is for sure. So, Connie, is there anything else that we need to touch on before we wrap this?
I think we've
got it all.
We've got it all. Go to the website, naturalfiberfair.com.
That's right.
Check it out.
All the information you need is right there. Thanks, Connie.
Thank you.